This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That's right, Mark Cabali, brought to you by Bet365. He's got everything figured out over there. Headphones are on. Oh, my God.
Actually, no, because all of a sudden my earphones aren't working. Thanks, Callis.
He came in here. We've just continued our debate off the air the entire show.
He's darting,
Davis.
Left and right.
Henry Davis is a major league
hitter. Like he almost wasn't allowed to talk for a couple months.
Mark can't hear me.
Yeah, you got to stop doing that. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Mark, what'd you make of the Albert Breer report saying that there were a lot of guys in the Steelers locker room that wanted them to go with Justin Fields late in the season when Russell Wilson and the offense were struggling? Had you heard the same thing?
No. I mean, I really haven't talked to Arthur Smith about it. Wink, wink, nod, nod of where's of what was happening there. What I'm trying to tell you is we know where he got his information from.
You're saying that Breer was talking to Arthur Smith?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we already knew that Arthur Smith wanted to give Justin Fields a chance over that. But I don't know. I mean, it's always strange to me people talk of what happens inside the locker room, who hasn't been inside the locker room for 15 or 20 years, 15 years, you're just taking the guy's word for it of what his view of it all is. I didn't notice anything unless I'm oblivious to the fact.
So when you're having the off-the-record conversations with guys in the locker room,
yeah,
and you're just like, hey, how you feeling about XYZ, none of them told you we want to go to Justin Fields?
No. No.
I don't think anybody would ever say that, though.
No. I mean, no. Well, after the fact, maybe.
Yeah.
After George Pickens gets traded, maybe.
Right.
Well, say it, but yeah, I wouldn't anticipate anybody saying it. So I would assume that comes from Arthur Smith at the point. But I just look at last year in that final month as multitude of problems and just not Justin Fields. I don't think Justin Fields going in there all of a sudden creates a team that's has a chance in the playoffs or you know, doesn't give up 300 yards rushing. Maybe he was part of the problem, but I mean, Justin's a nice guy. Maybe that's too.
Well, and Dorn and I were talking about this earlier. If you're winning football games with Russell Wilson,
yeah. You
might be willing to put up with the rah-rah, canned answer, yeah. Phony, fake, excited Russell Wilson. But when you start losing and he's constantly positive, that's probably not going
to
feel all that good.
You happen to see in New York now with Russ, he's pulling the same page out of the media guides, not the media guide, how to get himself over in New York City, showing up in New York. I'm like, wait a second. I think I saw all this stuff last year.
Yeah. I mean, he's a marketing PR
genius.
Professional.
Interesting guy.
How do you think Arthur Smith feels about Rodgers? If he's calling up Albert Breer, allegedly, and saying, yeah, guys wanted to go with Justin Fields down the stretch. I mean, we've known that's not a secret at all. He would have preferred Justin Fields all year. How's he feel about Rodgers coming in here?
Well, I think it all depends. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers makes his job easier, makes his job better, he's all for it. I don't think he's against it right now. I mean, to me, I mean, you're looking at one of the all-time greats. I would love, if I'm an offensive coordinator, at least to see what he can do, right? I mean, I would be remiss just to blow him off and just say, yeah, I think he's done. Let's see what I can do to bring to this table to help Aaron Rodgers, and maybe he does have that one last run in him. So I would think he was quite intrigued.
Well, what would you say to him? So say you guys were Arthur Smith and they had that six-hour meeting here in Pittsburgh when Aaron Rodgers came in. Like, what would you – like, who would run that meeting?
Well, I think it's different ones. I think first – I mean, I think he obviously gets introduced to Art. Tomlin talks to him for a while, but then he goes in the back room and puts on the tape with – Arthur Smith, and this is what we like to do, and, you know, this is what Aaron likes to do. I mean, I think Aaron, when he comes here, I don't say if, I say when. I'm still on that. I'm going to die on that hill, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, did he tell them that he's coming?
Well, he didn't tell me he's not coming.
Yeah, but those are two wildly different things to me. Saying, yeah, I'll be there eventually is different than saying, I haven't made up my mind yet.
Put it this way, if he didn't somehow inform them that he's leaning towards that, then, man, what are they doing organizationally?
I think that's the crux of the whole thing here. I mean, if they told him, it looks bad publicly, but at least they know. If he didn't tell them, then yeah, what the hell are they doing?
But can you even trust him if he says, hey, don't worry, I'll be there?
No, I do think it's worth the wait to a point. Because he's Aaron Rodgers, and your quarterback right now is Mason Rudolph.
What's wrong with Mason?
He's a backup.
You're a backup until you're a starter. Some people said that about Sam Darnold last year.
Okay, you think if Mason Rudolph plays 17 games, he's going to throw 30-plus touchdowns and lead a team to a 14-3 record?
Sam Darnold also got paid $10 million last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, I mean, that's, I mean, Mason Rudolph's getting, what, 4.5?
Where's Mason rank on this? Backup salary.
It's low. We played this game.
Yeah, we played it last week.
Yeah. It's not very high.
I think he's like third lowest.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was much willing to take that because he has better opportunity to play.
That's what I would say if I were Mason as well, yeah.
Well,
and I'm guessing you heard that from Mason.
No, I don't know. I hear a lot of stuff from a lot of things. It gets put in your head and it gets scrambled around in your head and it comes out and it sounds like you're the one that said it. So I can't even tell you where it did come from.
I mean, I'm sure part of it was, hey, I've been here before. I've worked under Tomlin before. But then also, the quarterback that they want is 41 years old, which could always leave me with an opportunity to play. Sure.
Did Mason have that many offers?
That's what I'm saying.
I can't imagine him having
that
many.
It was quick, though. I mean, what was it, couple days in?
I mean, I can't imagine teams clamoring for Mason Rudolph after last season.
Yeah. Well,
Tyrod Taylor's making $6 million.
Well, whoever's paying him $6 million is getting ripped off. Because
well, there is an argument to be made. The Steelers are getting good value on Rudolph, and I would actually agree with that. But this is the company that he keeps. We'll play the game again. Andy Dalton's making $5 million. Davis Mills is making $5 million. Drew Locke is making $5 million. Jarrett Stidham's making $5 million. Joe Flacco $4.5 million. Mac Jones $4 million. Carson Wentz $3.2 million. Like. That's the company that Mason Rudolph's keeping.
I'd probably take Mason over every single one of those, though.
I agree, but that's what the league is telling us how he is viewed, is in the company of those guys.
Yeah, when you get to that age, he's just going to be 30. You have two ways to go. Either get every penny you can possibly get before you retire, or have one last chance, or in this opportunity, one starting chance of being able to go out there and play. And I guess he bet on himself. I mean, he's made enough money where he's not going to, have to go to the food bank anytime soon, right? So, what are you looking at me like that for? What I'm saying is I would probably take that route, too, of having a chance to be able to be the starter at this point rather than making an extra $1 million or whatever it could be.
Fan text lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Were you making that face while I was making that face because he started to make zero sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I always make what do you mean zero sense?
Are the Steelers really in on Jonnu Smith?
Nope.
That was just an agent play?
Drew Rosenhaus, right?
Is that who it is?
Yeah. Drew's their guy. And trust me, Omar is, I mean, Omar, what I'm under the belief is he gets along with, Omar gets along with Drew very well. So
I think Omar has a great relationship with a lot of agents.
A lot of them.
So I think
he knows
really
when there's
helped.
Some BS yeah. when he sees it. I mean, once again, if you're looking at a guy like Jonnu Smith, okay, it makes a ton of sense, right? And that's why you think in the back of your head, huh, maybe this is true, right? You know, the Arthur Smith, you need another weapon. But when you consider you already have a $12 million tight end and you already have, you're going to have to pay this guy a ton of money, it just doesn't really make any sense. Now, they better go out and find themselves a receiver.
Well, that was the obvious next question. Are they're making calls? I mean, I reported the Chris Olave thing a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
I got proven right
yeah.
that they were poking around. Albert Breer said that they called in and checked on Chris Olave.
Yep. You think Albert Breer is listening and saying, boy, this Crowley guy's bringing me up five times today.
It has been about five times, mm-hmm. yeah. Maybe I'm a big fan of Breer's because of the Olave report.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, I mean, they have to. If they didn't learn something from what they went through last year, then maybe, you know, same with the Rodgers scenario of not really reading the room here a little bit. You better be ready to be able. I don't care what Roman Wilson did. I don't care.
I'm totally with you on that.
I don't care. You got to bring somebody in, man.
Yeah, you don't make Roman Wilson your number two.
He could end up being it.
That's
right?
great. That's a great situation. But you got to have a legit guy over there.
But didn't you learn that last year?
Yeah, and you don't want to put all the pressure on Roman Wilson to have to do that, yeah. and then him not come through.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? You can't go into the season, or even maybe training camp, with Brandon Ayuk at the goal line type of situation.
Right.
You better have somebody, regardless of how Austin and Wilson and. You know, I keep throwing Brandon Johnson out there because he's shined a little bit, or at least stood out a little bit early in the camp.
Who?
Brandon Johnson. I think he's Charles Johnson's kid.
Really?
I believe so.
That makes sense.
I'm sure if it is.
Steelers like to do stuff like that.
Yes, they do.
If I'm not correct on this one, then somebody will text in. But I believe that's the case.
You say he's Charles Johnson's son.
I believe so.
You, sir. Are correct.
All right. There you go.
Also cousins with former wide receiver Chad Johnson Ocho Cinco.
Nice.
So the blood. I mean,
bloodline. There you go.
This guy may well be wide receiver too by the time it's all said and done. He's got all that bloodline.
There's no Skoronics out there.
See, isn't
that, Millers?
This is exactly the point. This is exactly the point. We're sitting here, and you're bringing up guys like Brandon Johnson and Doran. Thank you for taking the bullet there and going who, because as Johnson's coming out of his mouth, I am Wikipediaing that ass. Like that can't be the solution. I don't care. I don't care if Roman Wilson catches 115% of the balls thrown his way. This OTAs, minicamp, what have you. You need another wide receiver. Yeah. And I'm wondering, like, are they interested in a guy like Amari Cooper in free agency? And if so, could waiting on Rodgers be the hang-up? Like, if I'm Amari Cooper and I'm thinking about options, I might not want to come here if it's Mason Rudolph, and I probably do want to come here if it's Aaron Rodgers.
But aren't you getting to that point of the season where you better... I mean, you would know this better than me. You would like to have your future, at least July, or the team you're going to be with, pretty much locked up right now.
Yeah.
I don't believe. Well, we'll see what happens in August if somebody gets hurt.
Mm-hmm. I want to sign now.
Yeah.
Before minicamp OTAs, especially if like I am not like the upper echelon receiver anymore. If I'm aging, like I want to be on a roster.
That's got to be a dangerous game, huh?
I'm waiting.
Someone get hurt or someone underperforms and now I get signed.
I would look at it like this. I would look at, and this is just me. If I was GM, like if I had an injury go down and I have a 10 plus year guy that's been sitting around, I am not signing them. Because what are the odds that they can get off the couch? And yeah, they're probably training, working out a little bit. What are the odds they could get off the couch and just immediately hit the ground running?
Or willing to, right. Like you're probably already made a boatload of cash.
Right, you're just chilling.
Is this couple million really worth it for me now?
Chilling. Hmm. I'm not doing that.
And you think about Amari Cooper and Keenan Allen, who are the two guys, and I guess Gabriel Davis, but the first two I mentioned, they're over 30 years old. How many times do we see veteran sign, comes off couch, pulls hamstring?
Yeah.
Happens all the time. All the time. All right, TJ Watt, not at OTAs. Will he report this week? Same with DK Metcalf. We'll get into that coming up with Mark Caboli.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
We were just lamenting the fact that these last 2 weeks, all these baseball games, youth baseball games get rained out. And then the real trouble is the grass cutting. And I put mine off until yesterday. I mean, it was up halfway to my ankle.
Yep.
I had to cut it twice. I'm bagging it. I had like six of those big black bags of grass. And the trash goes out today. That guy's going to throw rocks through my window. Is that what you guys do with your grass clippings? You bag them and throw them into the trash, takes them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't bag anymore.
I didn't bag last year, and I hate it. You play in the backyard, and you get grass all up your shorts.
It's hard for me to bag because of my allergies.
Yeah.
Then it just blows right back in my face, so like I try not to bag as much as possible.
Problem is, whenever you have 2 weeks like this, you almost have to.
Yep.
Or else you got grass everywhere.
Old man speak.
Yeah, this is old man talk right here. For that, I apologize. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. What's up with TJ Watt? Is he going to be here for OTAs?
That's a good question, right?
Thank
you. Guess we'll find out tomorrow. I can see either way. It throws a little bit of a wrench because there's only 2 weeks of OTAs this year. Last year, he missed the first week of OTAs, then showed up and just showed his face. He does have a newborn kid. I would assume that he would make an appearance maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. So I don't think he's going to sit away just because of the contract issues. If he's sore over it, if he thinks it should be done, if JJ said that this should have been done earlier, whatever the narrative out there right now, I don't see him as a guy that's going to possibly harm his future season here by not showing up.
I mean,
I think he's going to show up.
Last time he was doing the hold-in thing, he had 22 and a half sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else, too. Cam Hayward didn't
he showed up
participate though. Very much last year. And
he was there, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he showed up, right? Yeah. But he just...
No, you know how that is with those older gentlemen. They just show up to show up. They're not really putting much...
It's a leadership thing, yeah. Show your face, that kind of deal, yeah.
I saw Cam walking yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was like, that looks like Cam because he has that little wobble to him. And it was. I was driving my kid's baseball game.
Did you stop?
No. I just kind of like put my arm up out the window, but he had a Steelers shirt on and headphones. I was like, look at that.
That's interesting.
I was like, what? Steelers
shirt. How was his gait? How'd he look? Everything good?
Yeah, he looks like Cam. You know, he's got that kind of like swivel. Swivel walk.
A little on the tiptoes.
Yeah, swivel. I was like, that looks like Cam. I was like, oh, it is Cam.
I know there's probably bigger fish to fry here, but his season last year, I mean, he was the best player on the team at 35 years old.
And you didn't want to sign him.
That's not true. We were arguing to sign him because you needed to backfill if you got rid of him, and why would we write off Cam Hayward? And it really wasn't that much money. What are you doing to me? Why are you painting me into that corner?
Is DK Metcalf going to show up?
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting if DK's not here because he's working out with Aaron Rodgers right now? I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying.
Buddy, there's no way on God's green earth are they working out together, because if they were, there'd be cameras there. There is no shot they wouldn't broadcast that to the world.
Wait a second here. This is a guy that showed up in a Buick and went in through the back door of the pit gate just so he wouldn't get seen, and you don't think he can manipulate his way around the camera?
He got seen.
What I'm telling you, yeah, he did. First of all, Doran, you were exactly right. He did get seen. And secondly, he wants to be seen. If he's throwing with DK, he wants people to see him throwing with DK.
Yeah. Didn't DK just have a kid? Or
I think so.
He did 2 months. 2 months ago, I think.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these times, it's not even up to the players. I guess it
what do you
ultimately
mean?
It's up to the players. A lot of times, Tomlin says, hey, don't worry about it. You see, that happens a lot on a Thursday. Hey, get your weekend started early. I mean, hardly anybody showed up of note Thursday. I wouldn't say that, but there was significant players missing on Thursday, and I can guarantee it's Mike Tomlin saying, hey, we don't need you here today. Don't worry about it. Get going here. So I would think that maybe he's been told to stay away. I wouldn't think that that's the case, though. I would assume him showing up. I would assume pretty much everybody showing up except that one guy.
Yeah, who's not under contract. When they had 3 weeks of OTAs, the last day of OTAs, I would always show up to do a broadcast, and they'd be like, just kidding. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be there. Kind of like Pomp did to you last night.
Yeah, Pomp.
And,
oh, you were Pomp.
I mean, he's just sitting here bad-mouthing Pomp.
No, but I said Pomp. Just Pomp literally called me six times. Then I watched a show last night, the Pomp show I called, and he apologized on air six times. Like, Pomp, it's okay.
So for those of you uninitiated, Pomp asked Caboli to be on the show last night on TV, and when Caboli was walking through the door, he said, oh, Mark, I'm so sorry. We have fresh fish. I'm so sorry. We do not need you today. I double booked. Please go home. And you had to drive an hour there. You had to get all dressed up. You had to shave your face. This is despicable. This is despicable from Pomp.
And he finally called again, and he goes, I might call you at like 1:30 in the morning because I'll still be upset. Like, Pomp.
You were mad. You were just bitching about it. Anyway, I was saying, I'd show up, they go to Dave and Buster's. Are they still going to do the Dave and Buster's trip?
I hope
not. Is this 2 weeks instead of three?
Normally, that would happen on that Monday. It wouldn't happen on the last day. The last day would sometimes be hat day. No, I haven't been able to get a firm grasp of why.
Did you ever have a hat day?
No.
At Houston or Detroit or any of the other stop stores?
No. Hat day.
No.
What the hell?
I still can't get
what the hell is hat day? You're telling me, Mike Tomlin, like, all right, guys, here's what we're going to do. It's really fun.
He hasn't done it in a while.
Everybody, it's a
blast. We actually did have a hat day in camp in Houston. I do remember that. It was a night practice where everybody got to watch, and we wore hats.
Thompson tells me Dorn was rocking the bucket hat during that time.
No, backwards.
I think it'd be cool if everyone showed up in their college hat, like where they went to school, rock it.
That'd
be
great. That is a good idea.
Tomlin, 80K. Just use me as a consultant. I got all the great ideas.
I think John Malecki showed up one time like in a cowboy hat or something.
Probably. That sounds right.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all I had for that.
That's
one.
That's it. Yeah. That's
yeah.
It.
I'm just. What were you asking about the?
I was just wondering if they were going to cut OTAs even shorter than it's already been cut per the CBA.
I was trying to say that. I don't understand. I haven't been able to get a firm grasp on why it went from 10 to 6 right now.
There's a new CBA or anything. Like,
no, I don't think so. There obviously is not. A new
right. CBA. There's not a new one. So like, how does it just kind of?
I think they're throwing the players a bone now to try to recoup something on the back end.
Is this all around the NFL or just the Steelers?
No, I think it's just the Steelers.
Oh.
No, I think everyone's cut down.
Did they?
I thought. I could be wrong. I'll look it up. It's so important that I tell the people that information.
We haven't talked to Tomlin yet, so I can't ask him.
And when does that happen? The last day of OTAs?
Mini camp. He'll talk all 3 days.
So TJ Watt's got a contract waiting for him. He just hasn't signed it yet, right?
I don't know how. Well, I don't know. Obviously, it's not what he wants, right?
Clearly.
But it I don't think that TJ's sitting there wanting to break the bank in the terms of I have to get paid $4 more than Myles Garrett. If I'm TJ Watt, I'm more interested in 2 years. Give me all that guaranteed money again, something you did to me 3 years ago. Then I'm at 33, maybe, you know. We can move on from there. So I think that's more of a future.
Are you okay?
You're right.
No, I'm just, you know, you guys have these Dodgers, Yankees, and I get easily distracted here.
So what, we got to turn the TVs off, close the blinds?
I'm sitting here talking. I'm watching, like, Shohei Ohtani hit a home run, so I get confused. I'm old.
Much more scintillating stuff from Mark Caboli coming up. Until 10 o'clock.
You're killing me, man.
We're killing you.
Why are we killing you?
Your brain just shut off mid
season. I'm watching Shohei Ohtani hit a
bomb. We were letting you talk, and then you're like, oh, well, come on.
Callis, you might have to pull that so we can let Mark hear exactly how bad that sounded on the radio. All right, more great stuff with Mark Caboli coming up next.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Mark Aboli with us until the end of the show. We were very concerned about Mark's well-being in the last segment. Callis, yeah, if you could please just turn the music down, because
I'm taking the headphones off. I don't need to hear this. I don't need to be bullied like this.
Not bullying you, but I think when I play this, for those of you who didn't hear it, or if you just wanted to experience it again,
I really want to experience it.
Not you, for the audience. People are going to understand why we had a level of concern here. Here we go.
Then I'm at 33. Maybe, we can move on from there. So I think that's more of a future.
Are you okay?
You all right?
Dude, what the hell was that?
I just crashed out.
My earphones aren't working, so I didn't hear it, I'm very happy.
Nobody heard it. You stopped speaking midstream.
You just crashed out.
But you're still watching it, though.
You're still watching the TV.
I know, that's the problem.
Eyes on me. One more time.
That's the last thing I want to, because he got those googly eyes. He looks at you, then it gets really, taken back. But he's like, oh my goodness, what is this guy talking? You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, oh my God. So that even distracts me more.
I try to make good eye contact with you guys, because a lot of the time I'm stuck in my computer. I'm writing reads and I'm cutting, I'm slight, whatever. And so whenever I can make eye contact, I want to make good eye contact.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't distract you.
Can we get back to ripping on Harry?
Yeah, one second here. Just want to play it again.
Then I'm at 33. Maybe, we can move on from there. So I think that's more of a future.
Are you okay?
You
all right? All right. Who stood out to you in OTAs, Mark? You were there every day. I know it's football and shorts. But you were tweeting things out like Roman Wilson's going to have a good year, so you're obviously gleaning something.
Well, there's different things you can glean about. I mean, obviously it's not really football here, but you can really go in there and determine just how people look like and how people are performing, not maybe physically as in offensive linemen and defensive linemen, but the guy that jumped out at me is your buddy there, Doran.
Who?
Big Mr. 6'8", 3 bills, Darnell Washington. He looks like a different guy. Looks like he got a new knee or something.
Did he lose weight?
No, but he looks a lot. He looks like a guy who can now produce in a passing game. He looks a lot quicker. Last year, it's like, is this guy going to last through his rookie contract? That's how bad his knee looked. And it's just like he's just lumbering around. Now the guy, to me, at least through the first week, it looks like he's pretty – he's what you probably saw in Georgia, and why they wanted him so much. So another talk, Jonnu Smith, you bring him in there. I'm thinking, why even this comes up right now? Because I thought Darnell Washington was looking really, really good.
Darnell's a blocking tight end, though.
Yeah, but you know what? He's catching he's a lot faster, a lot quicker. His hands were good. Over the middle, And it was not. It was more than just like the waggle, you know. It was actually routes,
mm-hmm.
and that's something I haven't seen in 2 years. So maybe there's something to it. Maybe there's not. But he's definitely stood out to me as a guy that looks different than he did his first 2 years.
If Rodgers is here, they're throwing the ball over the middle a lot more, are they not? I mean, that's a staple of Arthur Smith's offense. A lot of people who are arguing with us, because Dorn and I could see the merit in bringing in Jonnu Smith. A lot of the people arguing with us said they couldn't even get the ball to the tight end that they've already paid. I don't think that's a function of how they want to run the offense, or at least not Arthur Smith. Maybe Mike Tomlin's a different cat. But I think if Aaron Rodgers is here, he's not loath to throw it over the middle the way those other two guys were.
I think everything's on the board with Rodgers. I mean, he can throw the back shoulder fade better than anybody. You uh-huh. even saw it last year when he was 42 and still banged up. So I think that's interesting. I mean, I think you're allowed to have Arthur Smith is probably a little bit interested in this because he can now go into a season thinking, hey, I don't have to hold anything back. I can do the stuff over the middle. I don't have a 5'10". Quit looking at me like that.
I was seeing if you
would notice. That's why I was looking away. 5'10" quarterback, you know. I don't have to have an offensive line that's not – has two or three rookies on that. I can run the outside zone. I got the running backs now that can run that outside zone more than I could last year. And one other guy I want to mention was Jaylen Warren. I don't know how much he really participated in his running back, but just you think you'd know him because I've been around him so long. But he walked by me the other day, and the first thing that I thought of was, there ain't no way I'm getting in front of this guy. Oh, my Lord, the legs on that guy. He's going to run you over. And I think...
he might be pissed off for greatness here.
Oh,
always has been.
Yeah.
I mean, ever since he didn't get drafted.
He's just... I just looked at him like, imagine him going 20, 21 miles per hour downhill and you got to stick your shoulder into this guy. It was... I don't know. It just hit me right there. And I think with him and Johnson and maybe Gainwell and if anybody else jumps in there, I think it gives them a better options of what they had last year.
I just think that if Aaron Rodgers does come here, there's no way that you could put handcuffs on him. I don't care what Mike Tomlin's philosophy is. I don't care what his mindset is. I don't care what he hangs his hat on. Arthur Smith as well. Like, you're not going to tell Aaron Rodgers he can't do something, right? Like, you can't. If Mike Tomlin's like, yeah, we want to stay away from the middle of the field, like, you're really going to have that conversation with Aaron Rodgers? No way.
No.
Nor should you.
Right. So everything's on the table.
Don't bring him in if that's not what you want.
Yeah. If Tomlin were putting deadlines out there and saying, we need Rodgers by OTAs, you could see him having that element of control. But Rodgers is the one making the decision here. Like, they want him. They made it clear to him that they want him. He's going to determine if and when he reports. And so I don't think it's that big of a leap to think he's going to have a huge say in what they run offensively. Want to talk to you about Broderick Jones coming back. He lost like 20 pounds, 25 pounds. How's he looking? Moving around. Things of that nature. We'll get to that coming up. Next, one more segment with the big kaboom. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. One more segment for Kaboli. Mark, Broderick Jones lost some weight. Is he looking quick to you on his natural left side?
I think he's always looked really quick. I think the interesting part of that whole conversation the other day is why he lost the weight, which I've never heard before in my life. He wanted to lose weight now so he could eat more during the off season and during the season so he can get back up to where that's an interesting way to
usually it's the other
it.
Way around, isn't it?
Yep. It's probably just so he could eat whatever he wants.
Yeah.
More than just get the weight back.
You're gonna have to be quick, left tackle. I think he's always had the talent, the athleticism, and until – I don't think that's ever been a question with him, even in his third year now. I think it's just if he's able to get it together between the years. And I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about him, but sometimes it takes longer for a guy to get it.
For the
offensive line is not easy. I mean, to talk about your guy, Zach Frazier, I think we're kind of – you know, remiss even not bringing up the fact of what he was able to do last year of coming out off of his injured, senior season? Was he a senior last year? And be able to play that position at that high level, then get hurt, then come back and was able to do what he was able to do and everything he was responsible for, totally amazing. And I think that's where Broderick is.
Well, Broderick was always going to be sometimes I hate this term, but he was always going to be a project. Like, it was going to take some time. He only played, what, nine games? Like, started nine games, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Not much.
So that's going to take time.
Yeah, I mean, Fatanu's another guy. I mean, not too many teams in the NFL have a 20th overall pick and a 14th overall pick as your bookend tackles.
No, from a talent perspective, they're in a good spot. It's just about that talent coming together, obviously. All right, the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Most popular NBA team in town. A lot of folks saying the Bulls from the days of Michael Jordan in the 90s. What do you think, Bally?
Well, my kid is 8, and he still wears Michael Jordan and Bulls shirts, so there's a lot of Dallas / Laker fans around, you know, fair weather fans.
Yep.
Right?
They just following Luka around?
I'm thinking there's not too many Oklahoma City fans around.
Will you watch any of the NBA finals?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's great theater, the Eastern Conference finals and NBA finals. It's basically where I jump on.
What about hockey?
No.
You don't watch any of the hockey? What do you got against hockey?
Edmonton. I would love, I mean, I can't be the only one. You being the big hockey guy, I would love to see Canada not win it again, right?
There is something funny about that, yeah.
There is something very funny about that for sure.
It's our sport. You haven't won since I was 3.
Yeah, you lost to Florida.
Yeah, the majority of the players on the team are from Canada.
That's true, too. But no, Doran, I think you're right. The funniest element of it is that is the most unconventional hockey market that we got. The Florida Panthers. They're not even in Miami. They're up closer to Fort Lauderdale, aren't they? I think they practice in Fort Lauderdale.
Sunrise.
Florida. Sunrise, Florida. Which, to beat a team where it's probably 30 degrees in Edmonton today.
Imagine that cross-country flight, Edmonton to Sunrise, Florida.
That's why I think Edmonton, not to get like, I mean, I guess we're sidetracked, whatever. That's probably why Edmonton's the favorite in the series, even though they lost last year. I mean, you got home ice advantage. You got them 4 times out in Western Canada. Like, that's tough travel on anybody.
You gonna be a Pacers fan or what?
Yeah, we're rooting for the Pacers.
TJ?
Yeah.
See, I'm a big, obviously Halliburton's pretty good, you know, but I think Siakam is freaking a star.
He's a star.
I mean, he's on the verge of winning, what, his second?
Yes.
I mean, up and down nature of this finals, you're not going to be able to take your eye away.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of people in Pittsburgh knock the NBA. Watch this series and tell me it's not friggin' awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is so exciting.
Plus, we might be able to see Cougs again. John Cougar Mellencamp.
Is it happening to him again?
Yeah.
No, who? John Cougar.
Oh, the Pat McAfee?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
What, are they getting into it or something?
Yeah.
Where have you been? Pat grabbed the mic and they asked him to say something before the fourth quarter, and Cougs didn't like it. He called them Cougs. Didn't like it.
He didn't like being called Cougs.
No, he didn't like Pat saying what he was saying. Said it was all about him and put out some kind of tweet about him. And, man, you got to get with the subject. You're talking about me. You got to get with it here, Crowley. Quit cutting that grass.
Yes, Harry?
So I've been waiting in suspense about how you were going to relate 8th grade chess to the Pirates and Henry Davis.
Oh, crap.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow, 5:40, we talk about chess on the Fan Morning Show. Thank you for that, Harry. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group's Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high is 72 in Pittsburgh, 49 degrees in beautiful Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. So there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.